This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation making its way through committee.
Presenting Senate Bill 810. This is what I...
On Wednesday, the Missouri Senate Health and Welfare Committee heard Senate Bill 810. Sponsor, Senator Nick Schor of O'Fallon, says this measure would modify provisions relating to eligible Missouri Health Net providers.
I think at any point in time, looking at the use of our taxpayer dollars and where they're going, I think we need to focus on how they're being allocated right now.
His proposal awaits committee action.
Senate Bill 780 is an act relating to student...
On Tuesday, the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee heard legislation including Senate Bill 780. Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasola is the sponsor. She says her proposal would modify provisions relating to student enrollment in the Missouri Course Access and Virtual School Program.
Clarification on how virtual programs are funded and clarifying that the determining process for enrolling a full-time virtual program belongs with the host district and not with the department.
The panel has not yet taken action on this legislation.
The purpose of this bill is just to make sure that...
Wednesday morning saw time spent on Senate Bill 861. Senator Brian Williams of University City is the sponsor. He tells the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee this bill would modify provisions relating to expungement.
We all know if someone breaks the law, then they should be clearly held accountable, but no one should be punished for a crime that they did not commit, as we know that that is not justice.
Senate Bill 861 has since been combined with Senate Bill 754, which could be heard by the full Missouri Senate at any time.
This is a bill that we passed out of this committee.
Wednesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee heard Senate Bill 888. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City is the sponsor. She says this measure would modify the Pregnancy Associated Mortality Review Board.
After speaking with the department to increase the number of members, but we want to have folks on this board that are from all parts of the state.
Her proposal awaits further committee action.
Here to present Senate Bill 746.
Other legislation that could be discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate also comes from the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. This includes Senate Bill 746. Sponsor, Senator Mike Bernsketter of Jefferson City, tells the panel this measure would modify provisions relating to eligibility for parole.
This was passed in a bigger omnibus bill last year and was vetoed for other reasons. I thought we got to a good spot last year with this legislation.
The other...
I am proud to bring Senate Bill 760.
...is Senate Bill 760, which sponsor, Senator Carla May of St. Louis, says would modify provisions relating to the Critical Incident Stress Management Program.
The inception of this idea began with delivering effective mental health support to our state's officers.
The committee has voted both of these measures do pass, which means they are eligible for Missouri Senate discussion at any time.
I don't think anything's different this year. Whenever you bring the earnings tax up, both sides get drawn into it.
Other issues remain unanswered as the 2024 legislative session advances. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says so far he does not see a lot of movement on sports gambling in Missouri.
You've got the camp that wants VLTs, you have the camp that wants VLTs and sports betting, you have the camp that probably votes no on everything.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says there are questions in relation to what might happen with Kansas City and St. Louis's earnings tax.
I mean, we've had that debate where we've tried to do certain things in Kansas City and then St. Louis gets brought into it and vice versa.
Missouri senators have completed the first 4 weeks of session.
The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, January 29th.
Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.